Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we welcome back the Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. We have Barb Spees with us. Hello, Barb, and welcome back.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Hey, we have a question today. It's about the upcoming Mission and Heritage Week at Felician Village. Can you tell us more about what's going on?
Yeah, sure. So every year, each of the ministries that's sponsored by the Felician Sisters of North America has a special week of events, and that's tied to the mission and the heritage of the sisters. And so we learn about the history of the sisters and their call to serve God's people in many ways. For this year, the theme is reverencing the other, fostering a culture of encounter.
This sounds interesting, to say the least. Fostering a culture of encounter. Some really neat things about. Question about what that theme means to the people of Felician Village.
We have these core values, and our core values are all about reminding us to treat each person with really deep respect. And it reminds us that even those who are like distinctly different from us, we're all created in God's image. And so we're meant to encourage relationships with each other. And so it really comes from the gospel. It comes from Pope Francis's encouragement that we create a culture of encounter. And so here, specifically at Felician Village, we are encountering the residents that we serve, along with their families and each other all across our campus to show respect and care.
That is a very nice core value, and it needs to go around, not just on campus, but all across the city here. That would be wonderful. So how are you going to go about doing this and celebrating this Mission and Heritage Week?
So we have all kinds of events planned for the days that run from the Feast of St. Francis until the Feast of Blessed Angela Truskowska. She's the one that started the Felician Sisters in the 1800s. So the dates are from October 4 until October 10. And we're going to be sharing some things on social media, some short videos from our staff talking about how they see those values lived out here, like, you know, respecting human dignity or compassion. We're going to be collecting food during the week for Growing It Forward's food pantry. We have a special commitment ceremony for the lay people who are Felician associates with our sisters. They join in partnership with the sisters and their work. And, you know, there's some other events going on as well.
I also understand there's going to be something with pets during this week.
Yes. Yes, Franciscans all have a special affinity toward all of creation, and you'll find in Franciscan areas all over the world, really, that there's a connection with pets as well. So we're going to have a pet blessing on Thursday, October 5th at 5 p.m., and that goes along with our open house that we're having from 2 to 6 p.m. on that day on October 5th. Mm-hmm. We have some Franciscan friars who live at Felician Village, and they're going to be blessing people's pets of all kinds as a reminder of how we see all of creation as good. St. Francis loved all the creatures, and he showed that in his care for creation. So we're hoping that by offering this event at 5 p.m. on that Thursday the 5th, that it will allow some of our staff to get home and bring their pets back, for members of the community to come by after school or after work so that they can take part, you know, because we all really love our pets. Mm-hmm. They're part of our family. Mm-hmm. And the Franciscan family that, our Felician sisters are part of, they want to emphasize that love and care during Mission and Heritage Week.
Make your pet, make sure they're on their best behavior when you bring them for the blessing, too. any other events you want to highlight that week?
Yeah, we're going to have some, you know, prize-winning activities for our staff. We're going to have some Mission and Heritage Bingo for our residents. We're also having a day where we have soup and solidarity, where staff members are going to be invited to have soup as their meal that's offered by Mission Services Office, in order to remind them of the simplicity of meals of those who are in need. And that's another of our core values. So it ties really nicely with our collection of food items for Growing It Forward. We're going to remind ourselves that our solidarity with those in need really means that we do what we can to empathize with people and to support those who have less. So it's part of the whole scriptural tradition. You know, the ancient prophets called for people to respond to those who are on the margins, those without a voice, and those without food. And we're continuing in that work of Christ and his healing ministry by providing that compassionate care that respects the dignity of each person that we serve here.
It sounds like a wonderful event.
Yeah, and those in our community, too. Sorry, I left that little bit out. But yes, of course, also those in our community.
Yeah, wonderful event, and I know it'll go over very well. Barb, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to everything, and we hope people will come by for the pet blessing and the open house.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.